May the Lord help us now in reading from his holy word in the book of Psalms, Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Now, seeking the Lord's help by the Holy Spirit, I venture just to draw your thoughts and attention to verse 5 of this Psalm 32, verse 5 and the first part of verse 6. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Here the dear psalmist made a confession and an acknowledgement of what he had been favoured and enabled to do. And we have here so clearly that there is no need for any earthly priest. A poor sinner may come unto the Lord, unto God. And here there is every encouragement and the example of one who found mercy, who found forgiveness, And I felt, even as I read it to you again now, how clear this is. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, unto God. And this is in secret. This is more particularly in secret. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Oh, friends, how we are by nature so prone to try and cover up our wrongdoings, our misdeeds. It is part of our very fallen nature. And yet, when the Lord sends that arrow to convince us of our sin, we shall realise that we cannot hide our sins from God. And yet the Lord will have his people confess their sins. And so we have it here with the psalmist, mine iniquity have I not hid. He did not try to hide it away or cover it up. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Oh, friends, what a great blessing it is to be brought and enabled and constrained to confess our sins unto the Lord. And how many gracious words of encouragement there are in the Word of God. And I think of that in the New Testament, where it says this: if we confess our sins, he, that is the Lord Jesus, he is faithful to forgive us our sins. I may not have quoted it exactly right, but there is the substance of it. He is faithful. He will, if we are truly brought to confess our sins to him. The psalmist did in another place, in many places, but I think of Psalm 51. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. So I said. And dear friends, what a wonderful thing if we are brought to this. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Now what a blessing the dear man of God, the child of God, the guilty sinner. What a blessing the guilty sinner found. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah, that is, pause and think upon that which has just been declared. Now then, I did feel I must not just leave my remarks there, but as it immediately follows in the sixth verse, for this blessing, for this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, what a description is there. Dear friends, we are still favoured with the throne of grace, the mercy seat. There is still this time that God has lengthened out to us, and we are spared now to gather once more for a time of prayer, and that is public prayer. But still, the Lord invites poor sinners near. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, may we be granted that desire. Seek to seek the Lord, to seek his face, to fall at his dear feet and plead for that great blessing, the forgiveness of our sins. Well, I will not make these remarks any more lengthy. May the Lord grant his blessing on his word. And I ask our friend Mr. James Rosier if he will come to seek the Lord in prayer, please.